We hit a milestone with this program. We begin our 52nd week. That means we begin our last program for the first year of this program, and I hope you've enjoyed this past year, and we will continue. We actually have some interesting things coming in, most of which is, as you've probably heard on the air, is the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February. We have at 6 o'clock every night a special one-hour program. So it's actually 3 hours, three separate hours, not just 3 hours, 1 hour repeated. Three separate hours of Father Adriano Zandana preaching to the community, the English-speaking community of WROL and WEZE from his Brazilian perspective. It's a powerful thing. And one of the things we do is we share our Catholic faith along language lines and cultural lines because we believe that same thing and we can powerfully share that faith in different ways through language and cultural lines. So obviously the program is going to be in English, coming to us from Brazil. I'm sure many of you have heard Father Adriano many times on his program in Friday. So the 24th, 25th, and 26th. So please join us then. In the meantime, it is Monday. So you hear my homily on Monday, and we're going to hear my homily about the second reading, which was from the letter to the Corinthians, first letter to Corinthians. And it's all what St. Paul has to say to us about glorifying God in all things. So we'll listen to that and we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. We are not universalists. What that means is that we do not believe that people are saved automatically. Now, I'm not, by the way, referring to the Unitarian Universalist Church. We're not them either, but we're not universalists. And we are something a little bit different. I'm referring to an idea in Catholicism, universalism, that says all will be saved. The reason why I say this is because if we were Catholic universalists, Paul's reading would be completely unnecessary. We would simply live our lives as we want, pray when we had a chance, and do our best not to sin, and we would just be saved just like everybody else. This, however, is not what Paul says. He actually says that we must do all things for the glory of God, that as many may be saved as possible. This means that people's salvation requires our cooperation with grace. The more we cooperate with grace, the more grace can work through us and people may be saved. What the church also teaches is that we must cooperate with grace charitably. We must be careful of a form of faith that attacks others and angrily destroys others for the sake of being right theologically. This principle of being charitable comes from St. Augustine, who said, "In all things, charity." Therefore, our response must be one that communicates our faith in a way that helps people understand it. A good example is saying you can catch more flies with honey. We're living in a time where I would call this our finest hour. I remember a story once of Jean Krantz, who, by the way, was Catholic. If you don't remember the name, he was the man in charge of mission control for many missions during the Apollo years, I think even Gemini 2, and that includes during Apollo 13. I remember those days, and I remember all eyes were on Jean Krantz like they are on Dr. Anthony Fauci today. Of course, Apollo 13 did not last months into over a year, but that's a story for another time. He is quoted as saying that Apollo 13 was not a failure, but was NASA's finest hour. Our country is going through a difficult time and has been for quite some time. And here we see again the impeachment proceedings are going on due to the January 6th event at the Capitol building. And aside from the proceedings, what do we see people fighting for? They're fighting for their political territory, for the future of the country, for many things, some of which we agree with and some of which we don't. What must our response be? Our focus should not be on Washington, but on the kingdom of heaven. Our focus must be completely different. What we must do, whatever it takes for the salvation of souls. And when I say we, I mean we. It is our job. It is every Catholic's job, from the Pope to the children receiving First Communion. But many people are instead lost in seeking political, social, and economic territory. There is nothing wrong with that, as long as our first priority is not only the salvation of our souls, but the salvation of all others. That can be a motivator for our actions. If you are a legislator, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. If you are a doctor, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. If you are a mother or a father, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. If you are a son or daughter, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. If you are a student, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. If you are a house cleaner, do your work as you see fit, but do it for the glory of God. Holiness is not doing good things. It is allowing Christ in to change our whole being so that he forms us into holy people. St. Maximilian Kolbe taught a great principle. I might have taught it here before. W plus W equals S. Capital W plus small w equals S. What that means is our will, capital W, or small w, matches God's will, capital W, equals saints. That's how we become saints. We invite the Lord to mold us and shape us so that we may become more like him in all we do, in our thoughts and in our actions. On the radio, I explain it in terms of speaking another language. The key to learning another language is you think in that language. When you do that, your personality changes a bit to conform with the culture of the language you are speaking. I am a slightly different person in Spanish, and I'm a slightly different person in Portuguese when I speak those languages, because I'm thinking in those languages and in their culture. Seeking to be a saint is doing exactly the same thing. It is not to do just to do good things. It is asked God to conform us to all that he wants us to be so that what we do and everything we do glorifies him. This means that the more our will matches God's will, the more we become the people Christ called us to be personally, as a parish and as a church. This is why over and over again, church teaching says prayer must be the sine qua non of our faith. We need, as I always say, to be people of prayer, to allow God to change us, to lead us away from sin and towards holiness, that we will, everything we will do will glorify God, and God will be glorified in everything we do. We can only do that when we allow him to conform us according to his will. If you're looking for a good measure for an examination of conscience, ask yourself where you have not glorified God in your actions and in your speech. Ask where you do not represent the kingdom of God as an agent in the mission for the salvation of souls. Here is a prayer for Lent, which begins Wednesday. Say this throughout Lent every day. I encourage it in your families and in your lives and among your Catholic friends. Lord Jesus, make me holy. Make that a part of your daily routine. Add it to your daily prayer. See what happens during Lent and where you are in Easter. We have a mission to grow in holiness and to do all for the glory of God. That is why we were baptized. Everything else is secondary to that, regardless of whom we may be.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, Malsham, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Lent is coming soon, the gift the Lord gives to his church. 6 weeks to focus on knowing him more closely. Traditionally, it includes prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now is the time to think of what you will be denying yourself, what prayer program you will undertake, and how you can help the poor, all to draw closer to Christ. Start planning for it now. Lent is getting closer. Plan now to embrace it fully so that you can celebrate more fully Christ's resurrection at Easter. Don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can give us feedback for the show. You can give us suggestions, different ideas. I got another suggestion came in the other day from one of my parishioners to do some subjects. So yeah, give us suggestions, different ideas. You can also give us prayer requests. You can hear the archives of the program. You can also listen or check out our blog. Please join our Substack. Remember, starting this coming Wednesday, I'm going to be putting my brand new book, chapter by chapter, on my Substack, so you can see what my latest book is. Perfectly free. It's going to be totally free. You're going to be the first ones to be able to read my book. It's going to be free. So anyway, all of that you can do through CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, 24th, 25th, and 26th, 6 o'clock p.m. on WROL, WEZE, we have the Crusade with Father Adriano Zandana. You have to tune us in and experience what Father Adriano has to share with us, and it'll be a great program. All three nights, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, and he's really excited about doing this program from Brazil. In any case, as you heard my homily, it was based on the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. It's actually chapters 10:31 through 11:1. You know, the minute I looked at it, if you think of that, 10:31 to 11:1, it's also the same dates for Halloween and All Saints Day. So if you ever have to remember that, this reading about whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Remember Halloween and All Saints Day. But aside from that, that's what we're called to do, especially during this time. This is the time that the church has been called by Christ to be that light that shines into the darkness. And that's what we're called to do all the time, because our mission is the salvation of souls. There are some people say it's a done deal. No, it isn't. We are called to cooperate the grace of God, to share in our mission so that all may be saved. And that's what we are called to do. We have a mission to join in the church's call for the salvation of souls. So that's a powerful mission we have, and everything we're called to do is to glorify God. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.